any of the family or anybody come along while they're supposed to give you something, but maybe they didn't, maybe they didn't. Just wanted to put that in.
Sure. How did you greet a person on Christmas Day?
Well, I just don't know, hardly, like, sort of like you do now, Rick.
What do you say now?
Come in, good morning, come in, and have a seat.
Might you say, Mary?
And make yourself at home.
Uh-huh. Would you say something like,
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. And then how about on New Year's Day?
Well, he'd been about the same as Christmas back then.
But then you wouldn't say, you wouldn't say Merry New Year, would you?
No. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And where was the closest store when you were, you had to go all, you said you had to go all the way to Jonesboro.
I know. Way later, why they got a store somewhere about Mountain City.
Did they ever have a store in Neva?
Well, not
like a general store.
Not lately, not that time, but they did later. They got old man Jim put a little store there. He sold all kind of little old grocers, mostly.
Did you call that a general store or a grocery store?
Well, just go to the store.
Mm-hmm. And if you were going into Johnson City, or into Jonesboro, or to Mountain City, you might say to someone, I have to go into town and do some...
Yeah, I'm going to go into town to get so-and-so. Mm-hmm. But very few people have went to just... make up and a man would go and take his wagon and team and he'd go and haul back for a dozen, maybe families, all whole neighborhood where he lived, and he'd get their stuff and bring it back. Well, every feller, he knew just what they'd got, and he had it all in a book, you know, and they would get it that way, and they'd maybe every two months or something, they'd go and get what they needed.
Now, when they say the Christmas presents and things like that you get them at the...
We'd get them at the store and make a lot of them.
What kinds of things did they make?
Well, they'd make little cushions and little spreads or something. Crocheting was the big goal for a present.
Uh-huh.
You crochet doilies and things like that, you know.
When you gave someone a present, before you did it, you
wrapped it and tied the string around it.
Yeah, and then then they had to
undo it and look at it.
How about the price of things?
The price wasn't nothing. You just didn't have nothing to buy it with.
Uh-huh.
The price was real, but you didn't have the money to pay for it.
Now, if...
We called it calico. It was what we call now print. You could buy that 5 and 6, 7 cents a yard, just as much as you want, domestic. We called it, and you'd get that 4 and 5 cents. If you took a whole bolt, you'd get it just for, mind not what you'd say.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people just bought by the bolt, 40 and 50 yards.
Uh-huh.
They needed it for bedding and everything.
Now, if, yeah.